Amen. Let's see if we're rolling. Let's see if we're rolling. I gotta make myself a little coffee. Check one, check two. Are we live? Hi, everybody. I'm here with Goldstein. I've been talking about Goldstein for a long time. And Goldstein finally made it to Ursa Manor with your beautiful and wonderful girlfriend. By the way, awesome chick.
Thank you.
Because guys like me and Goldstein, who are constantly theorizing a potential, you know, incoming problem in the world. Sometimes girls don't like it, but your chick really, she gets it.
Yeah, she puts up with a lot.
You know, he's a snake handler. He makes knives. He's Jewish. How good is that goat milk?
It's amazing. This is better than any milk I've ever had.
So Goldstein gets it. Goldstein is a very Jewish, not deceptive. I've known him for a long time now. And so I thought he'd give people a great idea. People have written me questions they want to ask you. But before we even start, good morning, everybody. I want to show you a sketch that Goldstein produced. What was it, like a year ago?
Yeah, probably about a year ago.
And you're up in the Pacific Northwest because of the writer's wedding?
Yeah.
Dan?
Yeah, Dan wrote it.
All right, sweet. So this is called Law and Order Empathy Division. Goldstein produced it.
Ma'am, you did the right thing coming into the police department.
Thank you. It was horrible.
I bet it was. My name is Detective Soyman, and I am the head of the new LAPD Empathy Division.
Empathy?
Empathy, precisely, ma'am. I'm here for you, the victim, and all of your feelings and emotions. So tell me about that horrific, horrific event.
I was sitting home late when it happened. A burly, unkempt man leapt out at me.
You must have felt so vulnerable and probably cold.
Yes.
Soyman, people know it.
Oh my God, I did not ask consent to put my hand on your knee. I apologize, I am one of the good guys. I am safe around women, and I'm here for you. I have a Pinterest account. So tell me more about that horrific evening.
I was on 16 Raymond Street about 1:30 a.m. when it happened.
Time's up. Me too.
And like I said, a large man about 6'3" lunged at me.
We are change.
I was barely able to get away.
Coney 2012.
He's carrying a weapon.
Time to make the donuts.
I'm sorry. Are you going to write any of this down?
Well, if I wrote it down, I wouldn't have been able to make you a piping hot cup of chai latte.
Oh, no, thank you.
No, thank you. This is extra soy. Empower yourself.
I don't want it.
Extra
honestly,
soy.
You don't have to make me feel better. I just want an officer to track down the attacker.
Why would you want me to track down your attacker? Ma'am, the event has happened. You are a victim. So let's live through it. Let's feel it. Be here now with me, Detective Soyman.
Wait, do you just like having victims to take care of? Because that's pretty messed up. I'm gonna go.
Oh my God, did I just re-victimize? I will apologize on social media. I will show growth. I will talk to Ellen. I will surgically remove my penis and testicles and take hormones. I will get a tattoo. I will open up a bakery. I will not allow anyone to get a cake or everyone to get a cake. It's your call.
I don't care about any of that.
I'll stop eating.
Look, I was actually able to pull this watch off his wrist. Perhaps if you use it to track down the assailant.
Wow, now we're talking. Assailant. That is a big word for a big, smart girl. A beautiful girl. You are in control. What a nice watch. Thank you.
Stop comforting me.
Thank you for the
I just want to bring this guy to justice.
Justice? What is justice? Just is.
Oh my God, that's him.
No way.
That's him.
Stay calm. Stay calm. Everything will be fine. We'll be witnesses.
What the hell are you doing?
We're good. We're both going to be victims. Come on, just let it happen. Oh my God.
Ow.
You got him all right. You just got a person of color to shoot himself.
I'm not a person of color.
You are now, buddy. You are now.
Screw this.
She sucks anyway. She was a buzzkill. She wouldn't even drink the chai.
Dude, that's wicked funny, man. So, Goldstein got...
Prince.
Hang on, there's another bit. Oh, there's a pay for destiny, Prince?
Yeah.
Nice. All right, so Goldstein is a wealth of knowledge. And Before we even start asking the Jew questions, like I did wear my garlic necklace in preference for this, and it just came across as rude. So I took it off.
Good. I'm glad you hit it. I think it still helps.
No, I smell like garlic, yeah. So you know that I'm protected. But just to give Goldstein some props, so he's trying to talk his chick into getting goats. So I'm giving, I'm showing about the goats and the chickens and stuff. He's a like basically a Jewish. Would you call yourself a Jewish prepper?
Yeah.
He's a prepper dude. He's all about blow guns. You like guns in general?
Yeah. Buy guns.
Okay, we were more talkative before the stream started. Now Goldstein is only doing one-word answers. But that's cool. To get a Jew to just say yes or no is incredibly difficult, so I'm having a blast. But so a chicken got out, and I'm like, dude, don't even bother. It's going to be impossible to catch. Goldstein catches the chicken.
Yeah, I can catch any animal. I grew up catching all kinds of stuff.
Because he raises snakes.
Yep.
And he thinks the serpent in the garden is... Why don't you tell the world, tell the people about what you believe the snake is, and why did you get into snakes, and tell the people what they need to know about rattlesnake bites.
Well, I think the serpent in the Bible is...
Goldstein gets it. Dude, someone said, instead of Logos Rising, someone said Goldstein Rising. Such a great name. Goldstein!
It's hilarious.
It's not Silverstein. We don't even need to get into Larry. So, all right, anyway, go on.
I think the serpent in the Bible means technology. I don't really... It just, when you look at in the Bible, you can see when it's used in certain stories and stuff, it kind of like, you could substitute tech. You could be like, some staff turns into a snake. It's like, that could be, a weapon of some kind or something like that. I mean, it could all be wrong, but this is just a theory that I have.
Because Fang is Facebook.
Yeah, that freaked me out. I found that out one day. I was like, Fang is all the tech companies. Facebook, Apple, Netflix?
Yeah, Google.
Netflix and Google. Like
Fang.
That's crazy. That, I don't think that's coincidence. But
no, Goldstein gets really into see, this is where we do differ though, and we got to talk about this is do you still like cryptocurrency or no?
I have no opinions on it really. Like I don't get into the crypto stuff. I have like $100 of Bitcoin.
Right.
Yeah, just because I was curious about whether, when you buy, I bought a couple stocks to figure out, kind of how stocks work. I bought some crypto to figure out how crypto works.
Yeah.
I don't get into crypto too much. I do think it's a part of, what's coming, whatever that is, good or bad. And, there's going to be positives and negatives to everything. But I just don't see how, if you're basing it on the dollar, how could it be a new currency?
Exactly. That's what I think. Exactly. It's almost like if you have a girlfriend and you get a new girlfriend and everything is like, well, she's Stacy plus 3 inches.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, you're still obsessed with Stacy.
Yeah.
It's like, no, she's Stacy plus 3 inches or Stacy. She's, it's just like she's my new girlfriend, except everything is Stacy.
Yeah. It's like, well, Bitcoin's worth, this many dollars right now. It's like, well, you're still just talking about dollars.
And we were having a cool convo though about how people are like, oh, global currency is so scary, which it is, and don't get into it, but we already have it. It's called the United States dollar, and it's just as retarded as Bitcoin. It's meaningless, and it's printed by those guys, but he doesn't get any of it. I was trying to get him. I was like, Goldstein, have your guys print me up a suitcase. He doesn't get any.
Yep. If I could, I would print you up a suitcase.
So like, you guys don't print up each other's. Again, there's a whole bunch of questions. A bunch of people. Oh, by the way, check out The Hero. It's about goat milking. All right. So I pinned my buddy who's Jewish is going to be on the stream tomorrow. What do you want me to ask him? So let's just go right through it.
Okay.
Coming in hot. Why do you today still choose hell and the devil over Jesus and heaven?
I don't.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that there's a narrative in Judaism that that Judaism is defined by the rejection of Jesus. That's not true, actually. Most Jews don't believe in God at all, actually, and that's unfortunate.
It's because of their super sneaky DNA obsession, right?
It could be part of it, at least.
How can you have a religion or a tribe at all if it isn't about DNA or... It's almost like they're defined by the rejection of So it's almost like I can't even explain. Can you help the people understand?
Yeah, well, I mean, Judaism is, there's a lineage aspect to it.
Someone said based Jew. He is a based Jew, dude. He's trying to figure out how to live in a yurt.
Yeah, I did live in a yurt, actually, for 2 days. It was awesome.
Yeah, no, he's legit based. That's why he's on the, guys, I accepted him in Ursa Manor. Like,
that's, I'm honored too.
Yeah, all right, go on.
But yeah, there's a lineage aspect to Judaism, but it's not DNA. It's not, that's a very common misconception.
Some think so. Some
yeah,
think so.
Those people don't even believe in God. Like, you can't, that's not possible when you have converts. And there's, anyone can convert to Judaism. They don't proselytize. That is what differentiates Judaism, but it's not, you can't not convert. You can convert and be full Jew, and you could be any race that you are. It doesn't matter. So it's not about DNA.
What causes the inherent sneakiness?
Probably a lack of belief in God.
Because there's an overwhelming amount of atheist Jews.
Yeah, it's the majority.
But see, and then also there's a group of Jews that are super into the religion, but then they start like going off in like new books that there's this Scientology element to it where it's almost like you can just start writing another book. It's almost like endless, kind of like the Muslim Hadith are almost a little like that.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. It's like there's the Bible of Judaism is just the Old Testament. That's it. It's not the Talmud. It's not the Zohar.
See, but they claim it's the Talmud. See, the Talmud is the one that I have an issue with.
The Talmud is an interpretation. It's an attempt at interpreting not even just the Old Testament, not even just the Torah, but that is like the original intent. But it's really just a reference book of arguments, and there's every argument in there. Like, I looked up once, because I don't read the Talmud. No Jew reads the Talmud unless you're
I can name a few.
Well, if you really want to like start reading it, you can, but it's so rough, guys.
It's awful. Like, it's like tax code.
Exactly. It's so...
Talmud justifies what the Torah forbids.
That's not actually true otherwise.
Let me guess. You're going to make an argument based on the Talmud.
Well, Orthodox Jews wouldn't cover their head if that were true. But they would somehow figure
out... Well, what about the ones with the cheese hats?
Yeah, that's just weird cultural stuff from where they're from. That's
right on,
like
right
Russian,
on.
That's
right
like
on.
Russian stuff. But yeah, I mean, there's... I looked up once... an argument in the Talmud because I was just curious, and it was the only one I've really like read all the way through, and it was whether or not we would have weapons in the Messianic era. Like, after the Messiah comes, do we get to have guns? That was like my question.
He's obsessed with guns. He wants to get his own tank. I respect the fuck out of that.
You can buy your own tank. Don't let any leftists tell you that you can't buy your own tank.
Yeah, before we go back to the Talmud, don't let me forget that. Tell the people about how you can buy your own tank.
You can buy your own tank. It's just millions of dollars, which is why people don't.
But it's legal?
Tanks. Yeah, it's legal.
In all states?
I don't know. Probably not California. They don't even let you have flamethrowers.
No, they don't let you not let your kid, like, be trans.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
It's horrible.
Anyway, go on about the Talmud.
But, yeah, I looked it up once, and what I found was it's just, like, one group of rabbis arguing with this other rabbi, and they said, you know, that guns won't be allowed because there's an inherent, you know, ugliness to guns because of their purpose, and then the other rabbi said, no, you will be able to have guns in the Messianic era because, you know, you'll still need them just less, and also that they'll be used for, like, ceremonial purposes. And there's no answer given. Like, that's the Talmud every time, almost. It's like there's both sides of an argument presented, and then they just leave it at that, and, like, you can just look up.
Endless, you know, tension.
Endless.
Is there a reason that if you add the D to rabbi, you get rabid?
If you what?
Like, is rabbi and rabies have any relation?
I'm not sure.
I don't
think so.
I'm no disrespect. You know, peace be upon your guys. But hang on. What do we have here? Do you ever reflect on why Jews are hated? Great question. That's a great question.
Yeah, that's not
when you're way. Hated. And as an American, I've reflected on that. Turns out a lot of it has to do with these guys. No, I'm just kidding. Not really.
You should ask questions all the time. Like, don't
always
just,
ask yourself why you're hated.
Don't just reject it. But I do think that every question comes, the answer comes back to the majority of them.
One more coffee. Yeah.
The majority of them don't believe in God. Like, if you don't believe in God, then you're just a spiral of endless moral relativity.
Yeah, like Einstein.
Yeah, probably.
But what about the ones that do believe in God? They're trying to just have the endless wars and the pornos and all that stuff.
I mean, I don't know how many are who believe in God are trying to have pornos, but maybe endless wars. But You know, that's there's crazies in every.
By the way, Goldstein everywhere. Doesn't want us to do a ground war in Iran.
No, I don't want to go to war.
So that Iran. That just made a lot more people want to listen to you, by the way, because that's a big problem right now. Is the endless foreign wars is really driving people to a place of feeling desperate and angry.
If there's a war that's inevitable, that's in the Middle East, like hopefully, you know, the United States does not start it.
Yeah. Because, guys, if they sink one of our aircraft carriers, there's going to be a major shift in power against America and our small-headed allies. All right, what's in Antarctica?
I have no idea. I want to find out.
Can you ask one of your guys, your Jews?
I can ask around. We'll see. We'll see. They might not even tell me.
All right, this is all real intense. Blood libel, Tsarian, I don't know what any of this means. Pope Innocent III, that's high-level shit. I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
All right, how many lucky pennies in his collection?
I don't have any lucky pennies. Maybe a bag of gold, but not pennies.
Someone just wrote, ask him to stop. Guys, a lot of the Jewish crimes affect Jews disproportionately more than anyone else. Like, when I was with him in L.A. recently for that men's conference, like, there are people that look at him like he's in charge of CNN. And he's just a dude trying to start a family, get some goats, get a yurt. You know, scared of the future. It's just like, that's why it's important when you find someone you trust, you know, someone that I know he doesn't lie to me because he knows that I despise Jordan Peterson. And he was like, yeah, I liked his last talk. And he knows that I would be like, damn you, Goldstein. So there's little ways you can tell when somebody isn't lying to you that I don't think a lot of people realize how easy it is to tell if someone's a liar. And Goldstein has been, very upfront with me. So that's why this is a very fun chat.
Yeah, I still think we went to the moon.
So I know.
If I was lying to him, I would tell him that, oh, yeah, guys, yeah, we didn't go to the moon.
It's preposterous. Yeah. All right, anyway, was anyone he knew in the Great Bicycle Accident? That's the Holocaust. Sorry.
It was before my time.
It's before his time. It's before. What is the deal with the small hats? Yeah, let's just get down to the basics.
I mean, a lot of Jews wear giant hats, so it's like...
you guys just have fucked up hats!
There's no normal size hats in Judaism.
It's about rebellion with the hats.
The Chabad guys wear fairly normal size hats. They're like, you know, they're practical. They're practical, normal...
The small hats are not practical.
The small hat is not... Well, I mean, they might stop you from getting a sunburn on your bald spot.
That's a good point.
That's it. I mean...
All right, ask if he killed the dinosaurs.
I wouldn't kill the dinosaurs if I could kill the dinosaurs.
Bro, I don't even have an opinion on dinosaurs. Like, I don't know anything anymore, it almost seems like. Because there's been so many lies.
Yeah.
That I know how super sneaky our history is. Like, the Smithsonian and all this shit. I don't know what the fuck dinosaurs are now.
I don't know why anybody even, like dies on that hill either. It's like, nobody was there. You know, I remember when I was a little kid, I was obsessed with dinosaurs because I like reptiles and snakes and stuff. And... You know, they said at first, oh, well, they're giant lizards that look like dragons. And then now they're just, you know, giant chickens. And it's like, okay, well, that's quite a difference.
It keeps changing every time. Yeah. That's the problem is it's like, it's kind of like the NASA tapes. You know, it's like, oh, did you tape over the greatest accomplishment in history or did you sell them at a yard sale to an intern?
Mm-hmm.
How do you buy that?
I was like, there's no level of government incompetence that I don't buy.
Yeah, but that's
pretty high level.
20 months for World War II. I mean, we're not that incompetent when we have a mission.
That's
ask if he is happy. Interesting question from Heather.
I'm very happy.
Yeah, he's a happy dude. He wrestles with things.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what... Ask if I can get an interest-free loan from Joe.
I wish.
Someone said something mean that isn't nice. I want to ask him, where does morality come from and was Jesus moral? Great question from Dennis.
Morality definitely comes from God. That's just, it can't come from anywhere else. And I think Jesus was moral.
Of course he was. Can you admit yet what you guys did to him? All right. ask him about the Federal Reserve.
It's a mystery.
What do you know about this shit?
The Federal
because
Reserve?
He doesn't like debt either. So let's get that on the table.
Yeah.
Because I was...
Probably too much debt.
Are you in debt?
Yes, I went to college and I have tons of
so they don't even save each other from the shit.
No, we're in this together.
We're in the boat together, yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
because we're talking, I have some financial advisors that I've known for years, and they're high level Jews and they do a great job. They don't even see the picture that me and Goldstein see. It's like one time I asked one of my guys, I was like, so can we just keep going into debt forever? And he's like, yeah. Guys, in 5 years, the interest on our debt will be more than our defense budget. Like, we can't go into debt forever. There's going to be an absolute collapse.
Yeah. I don't know when that is, though. But because it does seem like when it comes down, what's the point? Is there an arbitrary point? Is it just when somebody wants to collect? I have no idea.
Yeah. And when the Jews come to collect, do you have any insight into what we do to stop it?
I have no idea.
Like, because they're going to do it to you, too.
I know. I have tons of debt. So they're coming.
But, yeah.
I mean, I'm hoping that they forgive the student loans, because that's really just turned an entire generation into slaves.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's horrible. Why people don't see that, you know, some people are like, God damn it, I'm a boomer. We went to the moon. You pay back your debt. It's like he's 140 IQ guy easily, right? And you have these like ambitious, smart, hardworking people that went to college. Where did you go to college?
I went to NAU.
What's NAU?
Northern Arizona University.
That sounds cool. It's beautiful up there.
It's beautiful, but I don't know. It's kind of like the hippie college when I went. I don't know what it is now.
Right. You guys were probably figuring out all your commie things to do. He's not a commie either.
No, definitely.
He's not a sodomy Jew or a war Jew. I would consider him a algorithm Jew.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Want to tell the story about when you went from atheist to believing in God? That's a fascinating story. You were trying to program consciousness.
Yeah, I was obsessed with AI, and I was trying to see how you can create consciousness. And I realized that I started building all these things that then I found out were what Judaism believes is the structure of God's consciousness. And I was like, wow, there's a lot more to this than I thought. And then I basically also just realized that if existence is conscious, then there's a God. And like, that made sense to me, because if even our experiments show that consciousness is fundamental to existence, it's not matter, you know, it's not just matter. It's consciousness is creating the matter. So if our consciousness even creates matter, which it's shown in the double slit experiment that it kind of like creates order, if there's disorder and then we look and we observe and then it creates order like a video game, then some consciousness is creating all of the rest of this. And if the consciousness is creating everything, then there's a God.
Yeah, and we were joking with his girlfriend, because your girlfriend's Christian.
Yeah.
So, really cool chick. And we're joking about how I was like, before he believed in God, he must have just been a mess. Were you just like, you were just training snakes?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, was life just very depressing?
I thought I had it all figured out, which actually, you know, it seemed not depressing at the time. I mean, you know what it's like. It's because you went through that as well. It's like, you think you've got it figured out. But then
I was never an atheist, though. I was always like I don't give a shit guy.
Okay, well, I was an atheist, I would say.
Was it like Sam Harris and those guys influenced you negatively?
No,
Was it the arrogance of the atheism because it's always that smugness where it's like, oh, you guys get it.
Well, it was the people that I knew that did believe in God were not, you know, questioning people. And I need to question everything. So as soon as I, you know, if I questioned enough, then I came to the belief that, you know, consciousness is fundamental to existence, which basically means there's God. Well, and then I found out that there's actually a lot, there's infinite depth to religion. That's actually, it's not what I thought, where I thought that the people who were really thinking and questioning things and who had, you know, deep thoughts, those people were atheists. It's like, no, those are the dogmatic people. The dogmatic people are the ones who think that, you know, this all comes from inanimate dust.
Right, it's insane.
That's dogma.
Dr. Potato Head on here just said, oh no, by the end of this, Owen will be worshiping Moloch. And here's something I want to point out. You don't have a lot of faith in your Christianity if you think you can't sit down with your buddy who's Jewish and have a good conversation and not abandon your faith. Yeah. That's such a sign of weakness that it's fucking mind-blowing. Like, when I was, like, thinking about what Islam is and stuff like that, and people are like, oh, no. It's almost like a jealous girlfriend or boyfriend in a relationship where you can't, you know, go to the grocery store without someone being like, is there men there? It's like, then that means you hate your own dick.
Yeah.
You know,
if your faith is so weak that you can't talk to atheists or right. Christians or Muslims or Jews, then how faithful really are you?
Not at all.
Yeah.
You know, if you're frightened by someone else's idea, that means that you don't have faith. You have a little rock you hide behind.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought religion was at first.
Me too. That's why I didn't use it. That's why I cut these people down so much, because that kept me from God for so long.
Yeah.
And Jesus Christ, if I say his name, do you feel like your skin is burning?
No.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
What do you think the relationship is with that? Like, why do some Jews get so freaked out? You know, why they're so defensive, and why in the Talmud does it talk about how Jesus is like burning in hell and stuff? Like, that's clearly a defense mechanism.
Yeah, it's
because you
spiraling.
Have respect for Jesus Christ.
I do. I personally think that it's very possible and likely that he was the Messiah. That's what I believe. I don't feel like that threatens my Judaism at all. I mean, look at the world. The Muslims believe he was the Messiah.
That just blew your mind, didn't it, fuckers? And yeah. He's a full-blown Jew.
Yeah.
Go on.
I mean, well, the Muslims believe he's the Messiah. The Christians believe he's the Messiah. The Mormons believe he's the Messiah. I mean, you can say whether you're going to get into an argument. Mormons are Christian. They're not Christian. Whatever. But, like, are the Muslims Christian because they believe he's the Messiah? I don't know. But the thing is that I don't think that the majority of the world would be waiting for one guy to come back, and then God would just be like, psych, you know, it's
right.
Not, I just don't see how that's possible. And I'm not my Judaism isn't threatened by that.
Exactly. That's why we can be friends. It's so fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're confident in your belief. I'm confident in my belief. And we both know that we're not liars to each other.
Yeah. And I don't even think that our beliefs are that different. I just, you know, there are definitely, I think a lot of Jews they feel like their Judaism is threatened and undermined by the idea that...
Someone just called an honest Jew a unicorn. There's more of you guys out there.
There's more of us out there than you think. But unfortunately, the majority are atheists. And they're not dishonest. They don't believe in God, which means they don't believe in truth, guys. If you don't believe in God, you don't believe in truth.
Yeah, yeah. Atheism itself is more of a threat than just saying Jews, because... if your God is material, if your God is money, regardless, whether your parents were Christian or you were raised, whatever, you're sneaky, you know? And there's just an overwhelming amount of Jewish, like, materialists.
Yeah. I mean, because that's what...
But what about some of the sneaks like Spielberg? I don't want to make you rat on your own guys, but like Spielberg and his, like, Kabbalah and all this shit, like... It goes down some weird rabbit holes.
I have no idea what those guys' beliefs are. I wouldn't even want to speculate because I just don't know, you know. But, I mean, Kabbalah is just mysticism. That exists in Christianity. It's part of Christianity. It's part of Islam. It's not separate. Like, it's just the metaphysics. That's it. That's all it is. It's questioning and trying to figure out the metaphysics of it all.
See, everyone has a God. It's just a lot of people's God isn't truth, the true God.
Yeah.
A lot of people's God is they're like, ooh, I pray this super sneaky thing that makes me feel like I have a bigger wiener.
Yeah.
And that's what they do.
Yeah. If there's God, then it's everybody's God. It's not one person's God.
There is only one God. And a lot of these people will find that out the hard way. And, you know, just like Catholics, Lutherans, and Mormons can all wrestle with their dogma, it has to be under the umbrella that you're all seeking truth and that you want truth. That's so fundamentally important because so many people don't want the truth. They're just like, la, 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 kind of like the moon landing.
Truth is what I pursue. The truth is my religion. I don't get into like, this is Judaism, this is Islam, this is Christianity. It's like, I listen to them all.
Spice Bear says, Goldstein, you're cool as fuck. Thanks for doing this.
No,
this is awesome.
I love this.
Because it kind of breaks down, because this is the thing. It is easy to start hating Jewish people because of what they're in charge of and it's a small group of people they're in charge of. Media, Hollywood, foreign wars, opioid. It gets like suffocating. And I have the ability of seeing past that because of my history as a stand-up comedian and my history. My life is fairly unique with this stuff. So I feel an obligation to people to understand that human beings aren't that. Like, you can differentiate between that. You know, all Jews are not Ben Shapiro. You know, he doesn't have a promo code. We don't need to knock everybody, but you guys get it.
Yeah, no promo code here.
All right, so what else you want? All right, so we're having another really fat... Why did you get obsessed with snakes when you were a kid?
I just thought they were the perfect machine. Like, they have no arms, no legs, but they can climb and swim, and some of them can even glide and...
They're terrifying. Like Snake Island. Have you seen Snake Island?
Yeah.
You like Snake Island.
The island off of Brazil. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a terrifying place, actually. Like, I would love to go there, but I would wear very thick boots. Just filled with the most toxic snakes.
So you like snakes?
Yeah, I love snakes. I have, like, 30 snakes, I think. Something like that.
That's so fascinating.
Yeah.
So, and you were saying that the rattlesnake is the snake to watch out for.
In America. I mean, well, in this part of America, there's three... There's a few snakes that are dangerous in America. You're not going to really worry about coral snakes too much. You have to, like, pick them up.
I love Goldstein.
But if you don't live where there's cottonmouths or copperheads, which is, like, the East Coast more, then the only dangerous snake you have to worry about is a rattlesnake. And if you get bit, it's going to be a bad day. You're going to pay tens of thousands of dollars a minimum. And if it's a really bad bite and you don't end up losing limbs or, you know, dying, then you're going to pay possibly over $100,000.
Yeah, and why is it so expensive?
I think it's because they have to...
Do Jews own the big venom businesses?
I don't think so. I've looked into it a little bit, but...
I got to get into the snake venom antidote business.
There's probably money to be made.
You should get into that.
It's...
Dude, if it's $100,000 to fucking cure a rattlesnake bite...
See, but I don't know how much, who's getting paid for that, though. I don't know if it's the guy milking the snakes, but he might charge a lot for venom, for anti-venom, though. But, I mean, it's dangerous because you have to, like, grab the snake behind the head and all this stuff. And I've only done that once. I'll never do it again. I almost got bit. Would have been a bad day.
And he's a quick dude. He caught a chicken just straight up.
I did. I caught that chicken.
All right. So why is it so much? Someone just wrote, he's worried about the cost, LOL. Yeah, you would too if it was $100,000. $100,000 destroys anybody. Like, you have to be fucking rich to not get hurt from. If you get bit and it costs $100,000, and someone's like, "Oh, he's worried about the money."
I'd pay the $100,000, guys, but you don't want to have to pay the $100,000 to $200,000.
It sucks.
That would be horrible.
Yeah, dude, that's I used to have a buddy that did a joke about Jewish.
Yeah, Mojave rattlesnake is the worst. Yeah, that's true. Mojave rattlesnake is the worst.
About Jewish greed, where it's like, oh, Jews love money. And it's like, well, what do you want to get paid in? Fireworks? You know, it's like, what fucking person doesn't hurt at $100,000?
Yeah.
All right, so anyway. No, the real joke is Jews print money. That's the problem. It's not, well, the love of money is a problem. But $100,000 is $100,000.
Yeah.
So let's get into the fucking anti-venom business.
We could do it. Maybe we could pay off my college and my girlfriend's college, because that's way more than mine even.
It is?
Yes, it is.
What'd you major in?
International relations. And then she became a photographer. She hated.
Well, you gotta make her a mother. That's what I'm talking about.
Getting there.
Yeah, that's what makes women the happiest. You know, and then she can be a photographer of your kids and family and stuff. It's like my wife is an engineer, and so now she helps build, like, the rabbit hutch.
Yeah.
Because you know the shit's going down.
Yep.
Like, what's your, see, this is why I'm so against cryptocurrency. It's because you need an infrastructure of electricity, which is always controlled by a government. That's why uranium is so regulated, because they don't want us to have our own power supply. And so many people can think it's non-regulated and we can get around the Fed and all that, but it's like, all your energy still comes from the government.
Yeah.
And the internet.
You shouldn't act as if, you shouldn't put your faith in something other than God. Like, if you're going to, you know, build your home base, I wouldn't want to rely on any kind of grid.
Yeah.
That's just like...
Yeah, and doesn't cryptocurrency require a grid?
Yeah. I mean, of course, yeah.
So that's why I don't
even the dollar almost kind of relies on a grid at this point. It's like...
Well, I've grown to despise the dollar.
Yeah. I can imagine. I mean, you got to put your wealth in things that are very, very tangible, other than, you know, relationships with people, which is the most important. But
faith, family.
Yeah. Land, though, is important. And it's you don't own it, but you can still, once you're on it, it's like, if the whole system goes down, I was talking to my girlfriend about this. It's like, if the system goes down, Jeff Bezos only owns the house he's in.
Yeah.
And only if he has guns.
That's so true.
It's like, he doesn't own anything else. But if you're on that piece of property, if you're in that house, you still own it when the system goes down. I mean, the government can take things away from you, but Jeff Bezos doesn't own all of his houses if the system goes down. He owns the house he's in.
Because that's the inverse proportion of freedom and stuff. Because, you know, during 4th of July this year, I was sober and I was analyzing all the rights we've lost. And then I remembered that back then, everyone knew that, yeah, you had freedom on your land, but it's only if you can protect it yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you got about a lot of... you know, a lot of engines running around trying to scalp you. It's like, yeah, you got to fucking take it care of it. There's no 911.
No.
So you got to start thinking that way. How great is Ursa Manor, by the way?
It's beautiful here. I mean, the fence, guys. It's a great fence. But yeah, the goats are amazing.
Oh, and you haven't even gotten to hang with my neighbors yet. They're awesome.
No, not yet. But it's beautiful.
Isn't it just feel very peaceful here?
It really does. I mean, this is, to be out of LA is very nice. This is... There's so much potential here, and that you just, I mean, there's just.
Well, and there's potential everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, you can do that anywhere. And then, yeah, it's like land ownership is cool because you can set up infrastructure, neighborhoods, and then, you know, regardless of what the tax man wants to say, if there's no enforcement ability, that it's yours.
Yeah.
Do you think that a lot of the top level bankers, because Deutsche Bank just laid off 18,000 people, do you think that they're trembling at some of this like, Facebook, Zuckerberg, fucking crypto bullshit?
I don't know. I think the whole system is about to be upset by the blockchain, but I don't know how, and I don't know what it leads to, but...
Just to settle something, you don't vote Democrat.
No.
See? Just get past that. No. Yeah, 70% of Jews do vote Democrat, not Goldstein.
I vote for who has the best position on the Second Amendment. I'm like a very...
He's a gun freak.
Well, it's also...
But I respect that. Yeah, I don't say... Yeah, I say freak in a good way.
No, that's fine.
Like, but you had a gun on the set when we were shooting.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
that's... Was that Glock?
Gun. Yeah, it is. I only have Glock handguns.
And what was the Russian gun that I have that you love?
The Mosin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a
great... Dude,
gun.
He's a fucking great guy.
Yeah. But
anyway, go on.
Well, I lost my train of thought.
We're talking about your Second Amendment freak.
Oh, but, yeah. Well, when you... I vote... I'm a one-issue voter, basically, because I think who... The Second Amendment is a litmus test on who wants to control you versus who wants to lead you. And if somebody wants to, control whether or not you can protect yourself and your family, like, then they want to... What else do they want to control? Probably everything.
Right. Exactly. So. No, that's so true. If someone has the balls to think that they have the right to disarm you,
mm-hmm.
they think that they can fuck your wife. They think that they can kill your kids. Like, yeah. That... And Jews know that, because you guys have been in the bad side of that, and you've done it to other people. It's like when you start getting in that zone of like, we can take your guns, you're looking at Ukraine, you're looking at all, all Cambodia.
Yeah.
That's a precursor to genocide.
Yeah, it is. It's not good.
No. So
that's why for me, it's like, that's the crux issue. Even more than freedom of speech, even though freedom of speech is like second.
It's a myth though.
There's
always blasphemy laws.
Yeah. There's always blasphemy laws.
Because George Carlin was like, applauded. See, I was going to do a whole thing because George Carlin was applauded because he's like, the 10 words you can't say on TV. He's like, fuck, shit, pussy, cunt, and everyone's like, oh, so rebellious. Imagine me going out there and being like, nigger, Jew, faggot, trans,
Yeah.
Nope. There's no applauding. That was only to erode our way of life. It was all bullshit. There's no freedom of speech. We now have satanic blasphemy laws where you're not allowed to say anything true. You can't say men and women are different without losing your fucking job. You can't question vaccines.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about vaccines that we're talking. The way a vaccine could work is if you slowly introduce a venom into your body, like the rattlesnake. Want to talk about that guy a little bit?
Yeah, there was a guy. His name... This is a fascinating story. His name was Bill Haas. Bill Haas was one of the most famous herpetologists, which is the name for those who study reptiles. And, he would inject himself with venom, little tiny bits over time, and he became immune to venom. And he got bit like, I think, 170 times, and by venomous snakes. And he lived to be 101 years old, which is insane.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just...
It's almost like in Princess Bride when he built up a thing for Iocane powder.
Yeah, yeah. It's exactly like that.
Well, you can strengthen your immunity to certain things. That's why I'm the opposite of how a lot of people feel about vaccines. I think surviving the measles is healthy.
Yeah.
It actually promotes things that fight cancer and shit.
I was a guinea pig for the chickenpox vaccine.
You were?
I was one of the first people to get it.
Why?
I don't know.
Your parents were tricked.
Yep, probably.
You've been called an anti-Semite before.
Yeah, by my own family, even. I went through a questioning phase where I was watching a lot of... I was watching a lot of David Duke, but not because I liked him. I didn't. I thought he was I think he was a whiny little bitch. I was like, this guy is just blaming a demographic for, you know, his own feeling of inequities. But I was curious, you know.
How dare you go after the Duke? Anyway, go on.
But I was, just because I started questioning things, and, you know, people are very dogmatic, and if you question certain things, then people will call you names. And but then, you know, to see that side of it, and to also come out on the other side of it, and to also see the ignorance before that, I feel like I've kind of like seen a lot of sides of this whole
thing. Yeah, because you can't sum up a lot of our problems without being able to say Jews, but you also can't blame your problems on Jews.
Yeah, you can't.
It's a dichotomy. It's almost like it's a thing that a lot of people I don't think see, where you can't describe media, Hollywood, and some of our foreign wars without saying Jews. But at the same time, you can't say like your life is impeded, like you can't live a great life because of Jews, because the Bible will show you how to do that.
Yeah,
you know, you can avoid certain problems in your life, and it's your responsibility to build from whatever you're given. You know what I'm saying?
You can't blame evil on a demographic.
It's right, almost, right, 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 exactly.
It's almost...
Satan isn't a human being.
Yeah, no, he's not. And
it's a snake. It's a fang.
Yeah. And you can't... If you start blaming evil on a demographic, then it's almost like you're forgetting God a little bit. It's
Yeah. There's something very atheist about it.
Yeah, it is. There's something very just ungodly about it.
You know, it's like, because you do, when you do pray for people that you once thought might be your enemy, you really see the vulnerability of certain people. Like, some of the most vulnerable Jews I know are high-level banking types, because they truly don't see the collapse. Like, they think we can go into infinite debt, and they haven't even fucking thought about it.
Yeah, and they
like
still
they're not, dude. They live their life in a way where you're almost like watching a meth addict flying an airplane. You're like, stop.
Oh, people who put their faith in money, they're meth addicts. I mean, they're absolutely meth addicts.
Yeah.
They're just obsessed.
No, the people that run the Federal Reserve are gonna burn. Like, they're not in a power position, guys. When this shit falls. It's kind of like Jeff Bezos only owns the house he's in. It's so fucking true, you know?
Yeah, you only own the house you're in. It's not, there's no,
why won't this Jew become a Christian? Yeah, people are getting very confused by you.
I'm very confused by it all, because I study Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, and I'm just like, there's truth in all of these, so what am I? You know, I seek truth. That's what I am. And, you know, according to Jewish law, I'm Jewish, and I study Judaism with Orthodox Jews every week, Jewish philosophy, and there's so much truth there. And then there's also truth in Christianity, and I can't deny, you know, the beauty of that, and I also can't deny the truth that I read in Islam.
Yeah, see, my fence with people goes up when they disrespect Jesus Christ, when they say he's burning in hell and shit. You know, and there are people who believe that. Those are the people that I am like, fuck you. Yep. But if people just disagree on how awesome Jesus was, that's cool. That's human nature. And I think if Christians put up that barrier to just seeking truth, they're not helping anyone. That's why I was repelled from Christianity for decades, because I saw it as profound hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Well, you know?
It's interesting, because my girlfriend and I were talking about God one night, and I don't even remember what we were talking about, but...
Real quick, someone said, Owen, watch out, there's a Jew right there. That's funny. All right, go on.
But, yeah, there's... it's funny, Nigerian scam to survive. There's...
two shills. We're both shilling.
Yeah, exactly.
Who pays us, by the way? We're both in debt. Anyway, go on.
I lost my train of thought again. What was I saying?
I don't know. I was just laughing really hard at people calling both of us shills. Oh,
about,
we're talking about
how
some people like blaspheme and disrespect Jesus Christ.
So I was talking to my girlfriend about God one night, and she had this neighbor, and I honestly do not know the gender of this person to this day, and like they moved out, but they described themselves as trans, gay, and you know, I'm pretty sure their name was Pat, which was actually hilarious because of that SNL skit from years ago where you couldn't find out somebody's gender. But they literally texted my girlfriend and was like, you know, this God talk is really getting to me, and like, could you keep it down? It's like, if you are threatened by, if you think that something isn't true, then why are you threatened by it?
Exactly.
It's like, if you think Jesus wasn't, you know, true, then why are you threatened? Why are you spiral about it?
Well, there's two ways to look at that, though, because it's like, that's sometimes that's what the homos do when it's like, oh, if you're threatened by us butt fucking in the streets, that means you're not really straight. But it's like respectful dialogue. I think that if people are threatened by, it's one thing. Like, I'm not going to sit here with Ben Shapiro as he talks about if Jesus Christ was a common criminal. You know, like, there are certain things where I'm like, fuck you. But someone that is, I trust and we can talk about stuff is different, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you just say what you believe, and why would you view that which you don't believe as a threat if you truly believe in what you believe?
Yeah. Yeah. It's one thing if you're teaching it to kids.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I do not agree with teaching kids.
People are asking about 9/11. What's your take on 9/11?
I don't know. I remember that was a horrible day for my family. My mom used to work in those buildings and knew people. And like, my dad was in the airport too, and like got trapped. And like, it was just, that was a bad day. I remember watching my mom. Like,
you were
collapse.
Young too, right?
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was in fourth or fifth grade, something like
that. Wow. You're a lot younger than me.
Yeah.
Goldstein.
28.
You're 28. Yep. Dude, you guys got to start crushing children.
It's coming.
Nice.
But
make some little Jussie Smollett's.
Yeah, exactly. hopefully with bit better morals than that guy.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, I mean, that was crazy. I have no idea what happened on 9/11.
Do you have dual citizenship?
I don't believe so. You know, I don't. I know Israel has like its right of return, but I don't have dual citizenship.
He's not a sneak. He's not a sneak. I wouldn't have him in Ursa Manor if he was a sneak.
Yeah.
It's like, there are a lot of sneaks out there. He's not one of them. That's why I really like these kind of conversations, because so many, you know, let's play the Ben Shapiro and you don't need to comment on any of this. I'm not making you.
No, I'm not going to comment.
No, he's not commenting on any of this. Which is fine. But we can all agree fucking Sam Harris is a little bitch, though. Now, you don't have to respond. You don't have to respond. Hang on. You know, this is just the
same. Sam Harris is wrong. I'll say that. Sam Harris is wrong. He thinks materialism is fundamental. And like, which is weird, because he's so into consciousness. I'm just like, why? You're so into consciousness, but you don't believe in God.
He's just, he's a mess.
Yeah, I pray for Sam Harris.
Yeah. So here is the conversation that does, what me and him are doing right now is an honest conversation between two men. This isn't very helpful. And again, I'm not having Goldstein comment on it, but this is called a conversation about a conversation. And this isn't helpful to me because no one talks about anything. If you actually say like, hey, Goldstein, what do you think about 9/11? Then you realize that he doesn't fucking know. He's not in on anything. He was affected by it. You know, that's actually helpful to people. When people just say, well, you have to, like what Starbucks said, that they should have a conversation about race, and someone's like, so why are they getting into college before? And then everyone's like, shut it down.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, if you have a conversation, it has to be honest. Okay. So just, this is really funny.
It is funny. I'll admit that.
It's funny. You fucking know it's funny.
I was laughing hysterically at this.
All right, here we go.
We're now part of this kind of deviant conversation.
We're having long form conversations.
The capacity to even have these conversations.
These conversations are happening.
Because there's no way to have a conversation with unifying, you know, those of us who are having these conversations.
We're having conversations.
And that, of course, is a conversation.
The conversation continues even once you have data.
We're supposed to have conversations when you legitimately can't cite data before you even start having a conversation. These new conversations, are you optimistic or are you pessimistic? Do you think that these new conversations are going to...
I'm very optimistic about are having conversations like this.
A constant conversation between God and man.
We're having a conversation that gets recorded.
Active conversation that goes into the interpretation.
A merely human conversation. It's people like ourselves that have always done this work. Between a 21st century conversation.
You and I will sit here and our conversation will be better than a conversation 1,000 years ago. Are these conversations kind of pointless? Because or...
conversation about ethical truth.
I feel like you're playing a little bit of a trick.
You notice that you're hearing a conversation that you're not hearing.
Final parting question, because we didn't even get into rationality or free will exactly. Yeah.
Bit of conversation.
Definitely going to have you back for a much longer conversation.
By the way, if you want to know what the background music was playing, it was That Nigger Stole My Bike. Anyway, some of those comments were making me laugh so hard. Like, someone called us two yids. Like, because I'm hanging with a Jew, I'm now a yid. I went from being a neo-Nazi to a full-blown yid in one day. And neither one are true.
Yeah. I pray for those people.
Someone else asked if you've ever sat atop a pile of gold and growled. Sorry for that. It's just so fucking funny. All right. Have you?
No, I haven't. I wish.
Okay. People were talking about, well, here's the thing about some of this. People want to know about Noahide laws, Third Temple, all that shit. What's your opinion on all the super sneaky, super secret stuff?
The Noahide laws are not laws Jews are trying to put in place. There might be crazy people who are Jews who think that, but...
And some of them do have a lot of power. There's probably like 10 guys that are billionaires that are probably trying to do some shit.
It could be. There's crazy people in every faith. There's immoral people who claim every faith, but I would say if you want immorality, then you're not, you know, faithful. But the Noahide laws are just laws that Jews have deduced as thinking that's what God will enforce, or the Messiah will enforce when he gets here on God's behalf, basically. It's like that it's the inevitabilities of morality. It's not enforced by Israel. I'm pretty sure Islam is considered Noahide and Christianity as well. You know, Jews will get into debates of whether or not Christianity is idolatry or not. But I mean, I study that stuff and I think that's not idolatry at all.
Well, like, the fundamental thing is, are you for them or not, like, on this earth now?
No.
Of course. That's the whole thing. Like, the whole thing.
If they're God's laws, then they'll come about naturally through however
God. Right. You don't think that Bolton and his porn stash should force it with bombs?
No.
Exactly.
That's satanic.
The whole thing is, ask someone, well, what do you believe? Because the real satanic Jew can't, for some reason, lie about some of that shit. That's why they use wizardry, where they're like, someone was like, ask him yes, no questions and let the comedy ensue, which is pretty funny. He has no problem with yes, no questions.
Yeah, not at all.
We've
been through that before, even.
Like, yeah, it's
just say yes or no. It's like yes or no.
There are people that literally can't. The people that live the backwards, upside down satanic existence, if you say, like, are you for Noahide law, yes or no, they're like, well, let's go with no. You know, like, there's little ticks that you can see right through it. And wizards have to do some of this shit. And someone else said he's going to lure you in with honesty. Have some faith in me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you think that I'm just a child? I'm a 39-year-old fucking legend. Like, I don't get lured in with honesty. It's like when someone, you know, I'll defend my friends and I'll have someone's back until I don't. Like, when I realized Eric Nimmer was a liar, have you ever heard from him again? No, I'm a very loyal guy until I'm not. And that's how I live. And I'm living a very fruitful, enjoyable life. And I really like and respect Goldstein, because he's never lied to me. And that's the way I live. And if anyone has a problem with that, they can go watch fucking Sam Harris endlessly drone about consciousness and that there's no God. It's fucking retard. All right, what else do you want to talk about?
Anything. We'll talk about anything.
Oh, the Jenner question. Oh, this is a funny... Oh. He's the one who won it. But yeah, did you fake that?
No, I found it. But what's interesting is I found out...
Let's set it up for the people first. Tell the people the story.
Yeah, Owen asked, you know, could you find a Jewish janitor? Basically, you have to say, like, outside of Israel, because there's tons of Jews in Israel. But there, I actually found, what's funny is this is actually hilarious, because everybody searched Jewish janitor. This is how I won, is everybody searched Jewish janitor, and it didn't really come up. I searched Goldstein janitor. And that's why I found a guy with the last name Goldstein who was the janitor, is because I knew...
Alleged.
Why would somebody, you know, focus on, oh, I'm a Jewish janitor? It's like, no, I know that the most Jewish last name that's out there is mine, and it's Goldstein. So I searched Goldstein janitor, and I found a janitor with the last name Goldstein. And then I sent it to you a while back. That
I paid you the $100.
I know you did. You really did. And I used some of it to buy you that knife.
But, thank you. I was just saying I keep my promises.
I know, you did. But I did find out pretty recently that the co-founder of Goldman Sachs, I think, or one of the guys that became the head of Goldman Sachs, he started there as an assistant janitor, not even just a janitor.
Alleged.
But he's, according to Wikipedia.
Yeah, Wikipedia says I'm an anti-Semite.
It does?
Yeah. Wikipedia is full of lies.
I might have a Wikipedia article after this.
And the irony, of course, is this is helpful to everybody. Mm-hmm. And that's blatantly obvious. And it's just fucking crazy. Like, calling me an anti-Semite destroys the word. Then it's like calling me a racist, bigot, homophobe, transphobe, Islamophobe.
Yeah, I don't agree with using moralizing labels like that. That's like one thing. I'm just like,
because it makes it so then no one's an anti-Semite.
Yeah.
And then the same fucking paragraph, they could call me a Jewish shill.
Plus,
and I'm an anti-Semite simultaneously, which doesn't make any sense.
If you can't make an argument against a certain behavior without a slanderous moralizing label, it might even not be slanderous, whatever you want to get into that. That's
no,
an endless
anti-Semitism feature. It's wrong if you think that there's a racial component to Jews being sneaky and that you should hurt them is wrong. That's
wrong.
Factually incorrect.
But that's how you need to say it.
Well, I know, but I do say that, and they still are super sneaky.
Oh, I
at
know,
no but... point if I said there's Jew DNA that makes them evil and we have to stop it. That is anti-Semitism.
Yeah,
I've never said that.
That would be the definition.
Right, there's no definition. So now it's like, if I point out that they're in control of the pornos, now I'm an anti-Semite. Now you can't label the bad ones.
Yeah.
It's just fucking... And the irony is a lot of these actual anti-Semites are still buying into the fact that they have special DNA, that the Jews have special DNA, which I don't buy into.
Well,
no offense.
I mean, that's just special. The idea of special DNA or one race is better than another, I think, is to deny God, because everybody is supposed to have a piece of God in them. And you think that you're more valuable because you're Jewish or you're white or you're black, you know?
Hey, easy, buddy.
Hey,
the whites.
Saying.
All right, go on.
And then that's I would consider that a denial of God, you know?
Yeah, 100%. I believe in...
Everybody has a piece of God in them. That means that they're valuable. Even the
but
people
that doesn't,
don't like.
But that doesn't mean open borders. See, I was having a conversation with a Muslim yesterday, actually, about whether or not they're allowed to lie to us. And it was a fascinating conversation. I'll talk about that. I might do another stream later. But we're talking, and he was like, yeah, you know, we're only allowed to lie to you guys, to lie to people if... our being Muslim will get us killed. Other than that, and he goes, but honestly, you guys should only import Christians at this point, blah blah. And I'm like, I don't think we should have anybody come in anymore. Yeah. I'm like, so many people, when I'm talking about Islam and how I believe it's closer to Christianity than Talmudic Judaism, they think that I'm like now trying to import Somalians and shit. I'm like, I don't want anyone coming in anymore.
Yeah,
you know, so I can, like, I think people should have the right to have their nations, their nationalities, their tribes, their communities, their traditions, but you don't have a right to say I'm better than yours, so I'm going to come take your shit. That's my whole point.
Yeah, and just importing people is just not a good idea. Like,
it's horrifying.
It's inorganic. And
it's super sneaky.
Yeah, inorganic movements of people is just not
good. Well, it's organic if you're praying to the god of debt.
Well,
you know, if you're going global homo,
that's inorganic. That's
exactly
inorganic.
Exactly.
I
it's the upside down.
Organic. Yeah.
You know, what happens with like Sweden? You know, if you have, if you have a mechanism to bring in a bunch of fucking Muslims from a war torn area, and bear in mind, it's not the Islam that's making them fucking throw hand grenades and rape everybody. It's they're from an area of the world where there's a lot of trauma.
Yeah.
And there's every type of philosophy or religion. If you put enough trauma on a group of people, you're going to find some really fucked up people. And so when you import a lot of these people that have no business being there, you know, and you promise them all this fancy shit, dude, the Muzzies are not happy with the deal in Sweden. They're promised a bunch of shit. And then they go there, they feel alienated, and then they get radicalized with like the whispers of nonsense that isn't even real Islam. And then they just start fucking raping everybody, and everybody's like, it's Satan. You can only categorize it as Satan because no human being can fucking plan that.
Yeah, you can be satanic, basically, and still claim that it's in God's name. That doesn't mean that it's not satanic. True. I mean, there are moral people who are Muslim, and there are moral people who are Jews, and there are moral people who are Christians, and there are even moral people who are atheists that I just don't know where they get that from. You know, they somehow just got lucky in what they define as morality.
I've never heard an argument of morality without the existence of God. It's actually, I think it's impossible.
I think it's impossible. I mean, you can try.
People are like, well, it's just right or wrong, or something. You know, because the closest, the best structured argument I've ever heard is Stefan Molyneux's. And even that has such fundamental problems of like, you can't stop child sex trafficking. Yeah. With a non-aggression principle.
Yeah. And I used to be one of those guys that's like, you know, right before I became... One of the reasons why I became religious also is because I moved from Arizona to California and realized they were trying to take my rights away, and I was pretty pissed about it. And I didn't really think that any of those things were under threat until I moved to California. And then I realized that the people that made the most sense when they were talking about politics were people who believed in God.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, okay.
What about these, these sneaks, though, that it's the God of this world?
I mean, I don't know. If you're going to try and just serve something that's not God. And,
the material, because you're not a materialist.
No, I'm not at all.
No. You hate debt.
Yeah, I hate debt. It's a horrible thing. It's trap. It's enslaving. I think even God, even though our relationship with God is inherently to some degree non-consensual because he created us.
Yeah, but that's a good relationship. It's like father-son. Yeah,
exactly. He still, even because of that, I believe that God pursues a consensual relationship with us as much as possible, even though it's inherently non-consensual.
It's very father-son relationship. It's very like... I want you to choose the right thing, but he has jurisdiction over us, obviously, but you got to let him choose the right thing, or else there's no point in creation almost.
Yeah.
Because when you're everything without free will, it almost makes everything nothing.
Yeah, it does.
You know, where it's like, then what's
the
that's
point?
The problem I have with Calvinism, where if there's truly no free will, I can't conceive of God, obviously, but if you're capable everything, if you don't let choice happen, it's almost like it already happened and it never happened. It's like, because time is also created.
Yeah, time I think is just the created by the existence of the interaction between two consciousnesses. It's like, what is time without two or more consciousnesses trying to coordinate? It doesn't even exist. If you're not a materialist, then it doesn't exist.
Someone said there's no logos in dying for a religious name. I couldn't disagree more, because so you specify religion, which is God. So it's like, what would you die for? A Corvette? Like what's a better, more honorable death than dying for truth? You know?
Yeah, you have, if you're going to die on
I just
any
don't want anyone to cut my dick off and balls and torture would suck.
Yeah, that would be pretty bad. That'd be really bad.
You know, I would without question die for my family, for God. I just don't want people to like cut my dick off and stuff.
Yeah. No, that would be... Oh, that would be so horrible. I know people die on that hill. And
classic Goldstein.
It's just not what I die on. I think it was a horrible thing. Genocide in general is a horrible thing.
Right on.
It absolutely is against God. Absolutely. It's to say that some people are more valuable than others, which is that, I believe, is against God. If you believe there's a piece of God in everybody, then genocide is horrible.
Someone else wanted to ask, what is a Jew?
What is a Jew? According to Jewish law, it is somebody...
Someone, just real quick, someone said, don't reveal your weaknesses, they'll use it against you. I think everyone's weakness is they don't want their dick cut off.
Yeah, that's...
That's not exactly being like...
That's not a secret.
It's like, oh, we figured out Owen. He doesn't want his dick cut off.
There are very few people in the world that want their dick cut off, and pray for those people.
All right, so anyway,
what's a Jew?
So what is a Jew?
A Jew is somebody who wants to follow the laws of Judaism and converts, or is born into it, and there is even debate in Judaism of whether there is a lineage aspect to Judaism. It's not DNA. It's lineage based. And traditional rabbinic Judaism of today would say it goes by the mother, but I believe Karaite Judaism believed that it goes by the father. I don't really know, to be honest, what that
confusion.
Truth is. But there is a lineage. Nobody would disagree. There's a lineage aspect to Judaism, but it's a nation. Christianity is a nation. Islam is a nation. Judaism is a nation. They're not races. They're nations.
Christianity can learn a thing or two about how Jews view the nation.
Well, I mean, even, you know, Vox talks about how nationhood
gets it.
He says...
You like Vox. You listen to Vox.
I listen to Vox. I agree with him on a lot. And, I don't agree with him on everything. But
I get
that's
it.
True of everyone.
Yep.
You know, I don't agree with you on everything. But
I don't agree with you on some of the AI stuff. But that doesn't...
Yeah, and the moon. You can't be... against that in Judaism, but also believe that that's true of, you know, some European nation. I personally don't believe that in I believe ethnic nations will that are purely ethnic will eventually fall. And
I totally agree. That's why this pagan shit is nonsense.
You can't just say that the only aspect of an that's kind of like what people are like, you know, well, you can only be this idea that there's that a nation can only be morals or can only be lineage based. Both of those are wrong. It's both.
It's both.
It's both.
Right.
And that's the absolute truth. I mean, it might be that you can...
Well, yeah, because look at Manu. Because Manu accurately has pointed out, you know, there's trends in IQ and stuff. So so he thinks that a world would be more moral and just if you raise the average IQ. Karl Marx had a fucking 160 IQ. You know, you can be ragingly evil with a very high IQ.
Yep.
And so
if you have a low IQ, you still have a piece of God in you. You can't
the
deny
same
that.
Amount of it's like our soul is undeniable. That's why I don't like saying animals have souls, and I know I pissed off a lot of PETA people. And I'm an animal lover. You see all my animals, they're crushing.
Yeah.
But it's not to elevate animals, that's to degrade human beings, where it's like exactly. We are in God's creation. We have consciousness that animals don't have.
Yeah, we have the ability to be self-aware and we have the ability to create. That is not something that other animals really have. They can make a nest and that's programmed into them. It's
so,
programming.
Because people keep saying that, you know, the Jew is defined by the rebellion against Jesus, but you believe that Jesus could be the Messiah.
He could be. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't...
Because you don't have a hatred of Jesus, which the Jews that I despise are the ones who... It's the difference between, like, just not caring about religion and being like, I know there's no God.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the people who hate Jesus, I have a real problem with.
Yeah.
The people that say, I don't know... That's their right. You know, it's one thing to know Jesus and hate him is usually when I run into some serious problems. And that's what I think separates a lot of Jews from a lot of other Jews. Yeah. You want to talk about that?
I mean, sure. I mean, I just think don't define yourself as a rejection of anything. It's
right.
Like, you know, if you define yourself, it's like Google. Google said, don't be evil.
Right, right.
And they became evil. Just say, their slogan should have been, do good, you know? Or like, Antifa. We're not pro-freedom people, we're anti-fascist. Okay, well now you're a fascist. It's like,
exactly.
Don't define yourself as a rejection of. State what you believe and define yourself by what you believe, not by what you don't believe. And so that's what, unfortunately, I think
a lot of
Jewish people fall into that trap of just, but that's partially because they don't believe in God and they don't really know what defines even Judaism.
And they're obsessed with the Holocaust suffering.
Yeah.
Like, it torments them as much as anybody.
I think that what's clear is that a lot of people in this world, if they don't believe in God, they start idol worshiping victims. And that is
Satan's the ultimate victim. He's the ultimate gamma male.
Yeah. I mean, it's... When you idol worship victims, then you're going to worship who is the most oppressed. And, like, that's very evident by the left and or whatever you want to call it. You know, I don't know what you want to call it, but you could call it the left. That's fine.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
It's more prevalent on the left, but there's elements of neocon right that does the same victim-y shit where it's like, we have to bomb them and they're going to bomb me.
Yeah.
You know, it's just when you see it, you just see it. It's a lack of masculinity where it's just that victim-y, like, everyone's coming to get me, so... That's what Satan is. Satan spites God. Satan thinks that God doesn't give him enough. Satan is the ultimate victim. He's the ultimate gamma male, and that's why he's always trying to get everybody to be like, you know, you deserve more. You should be ungrateful. You know, a lack of gratitude is a huge gateway into problems in someone's life, and I think that's why people like this stream and Vox's stream and stuff, because it embraces the beautiful and having fun.
Yeah.
It's not just... Noahide laws are coming. Ooh.
Yeah.
Because if you're only defined by what you hate or what you're scared of, ironically, you manifest it. Case in point, the Jews who are defined by the Holocaust. They will live a life of constant victim status where they start acting in a way that makes people be like, what the fuck is going on with these guys? And then he is not defined that way. You know, he respects the Holocaust. He, you know, as far as like, oh, it happened. It's horrible. You know, and that's true. But when your whole existence is, it's almost like if a girl was raped 20 years ago and her existence is rape. It's like, hi, my name's Cindy. I was raped. It's like, that was 20 years ago and you're a fucking mother now.
She's a slave to, you know, a horror. Like, why would you
right,
want to
exactly,
be a slave to a horror?
Exactly. It's like, and then these victim statuses, like Ben Gleeb, who was like, well, my family got killed in the Holocaust. It was his great-grandfather.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, what about...
Or black people who are defined by slavery. Oh, we were slaves. It's like, just, you know, try and make a good life for yourself and your family.
And research the Federal Reserve. You're still slaves.
Yes.
You know, we're free range. We're having a good time, but you can't enjoy life until you realize and understand what you are. You know, we're free range slaves. And when you know that, you're like, I can have a fucking awesome time.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a field nigger.
Yeah.
I'm singing gospel. I'm crushing.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you went to college and you have debt, then you're really especially a slave. And just.
Well, that's
just
the model. It's a modern indentured servitude.
It really is. I mean, we got scammed, guys. We all got scammed.
Oh, dude. And Jews got scammed, too.
Oh, yeah. I fell for the scam. My whole family fell for the scam. Everybody fell for the scam. It's not worth anything. And we're just pumping money into these universities that are literally, I mean, they are the...
That's Smaug just, the Dragon.
Yeah, that's a whore right there. And the fact that they're so ungodly in what they're preaching... That's the synagogue of Satan, if anything. It's like that in Hollywood. It's like this, we're just worship, we go to these giant universities that are basically like satanic temples at this point. They're temples. We go there and they create little disciples of all of us that are preaching
with the little lab
immorality.
Coats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and victim status, that's why it's a fractal hell. That's why unless you embrace order, you know, God's law. That's one thing. It's all beautiful. And then everything else is just like, well, you were raped. I was molested and raped. Oh, you're black too. Oh, I'm left-handed. Oh, I like to fuck dudes' asses. You know, it's just, it never ends with the competition of who's more disgusting. And then they get social status based on who's disgusting versus, you know, and I think what really helped you in your life was you had a dad who actually did things with his hands.
Yeah, I mean, it's so important for people to see their dads build things. It's just like, otherwise, men relate to seeing examples. We're not, like, women are supposed to worship victims. Like, they're babies are victims. They're victims of everything.
So true,
like,
Goldstein!
They're supposed to worship victims. Men are supposed to see other men overcome obstacles by building things.
And exactly.
Like, if you have to see it too. You can't be told it. Told it isn't enough. You have to actually see it.
Men are physical. Yeah. Yeah. That's why we need playtime in school.
Yeah.
You know, it's like men need to see someone run fast, see something, do something. You know, it's like women, you know, women have that thing. It's great with babies, but that's why they suck.
It's not good with politics, but it's great with babies.
Not good with politics. One bit.
Yeah.
Do you think Angela Merkel is Hitler's daughter?
I have no idea.
Looks like she has the same Parkinson's.
It could be. I didn't know Hitler had Parkinson's.
Do you think Hitler was a... I can't make any heads or tails out of any of that shit. I really don't know anything about it now.
This is why...
I don't even know what a dinosaur is anymore.
This is why I don't focus on things that I wasn't there to see. Or even like foreign policy for me personally, like... I know people get all into that. I don't know what's going on. I don't know the intel. I don't know the lack of intel. I don't know that. I just, you know, I have no idea. And you got to admit when you don't know, you can't be obsessed with, you know, just rooting for your team. If you don't know, like what, then you don't even know what your team is.
Right. And if you just keep going, shooting from the hip, that's why I'm pretty proud of my track record. I think I bat a pretty high percentage. You know, sometimes when people think I was wrong a year later, they're like, oh, right on the money. You know, that's why I can't run around and say shit that I'm not sure of, you know, because trust is important. I like to preface things like I can't prove this one. You know, like I truly don't think there are nuclear bombs. But the reason I can go with that is because if I'm wrong, I had no ability of not doing anything anyway.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
why I don't talk about cancer treatment, because if I'm wrong, people could die.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's kind of like me with the moon, too. It's like, that's not my God. If we didn't go to the moon and they faked it all, whatever. But if we did, then
I mean,
whatever.
That's pretty fundamentally. I mean, they say it's the greatest achievement in human history. It kind
of. Is it really the greatest achievement?
No, it's
in
not.
The
greatest achievement is the resurrection of Christ.
The greatest achievement is, I would say, is the figuring out of God and morality. That's probably the greatest achievement of mankind.
Well, it's the resurrection of Christ. I mean, 3 days later, he rose.
But you think a human being grows Jesus or God?
God.
Grows Jesus. Okay,
yeah.
So that's God's.
Well, no, but see, that's why the moon landing is so important to understand to me, is because it created secular. I think it's part of the reason he used to be an atheist, because I also used to be really into space.
Yeah.
Where it also the priest robe of the fucking stupid helmet and all that, and how God was emptiness.
Yeah, but if we didn't go to the moon, then we just have the next, you know, Titanic. Then the Titanic would be the greatest achievement or something. I don't know. Like, it would just be whatever was the next greatest technological achievement would
rise to the level.
But
the moon was bigger than technology, though. It was spiritual for people.
Yeah,
because
but so
it was,
was a
it
lot.
Was going
so was a lot.
You know, it was going to the celestial.
Yeah.
You know, that's straight up like Tower of Babel shit.
Yeah, I definitely see how that could be the case. But I still think that we would just start idol worshiping the
next
greatest
technology.
So I'm saying
the wheel was a big win.
Yeah,
I don't think that was that big of a deal, dude. If you watch a rock roll down a fucking hill, a wheel is a really easy invention.
Yeah, it's not.
I don't think the wheel is anything.
There are people that didn't invent it. There are people that didn't invent it, though. I don't even think the wheel was invented when they built the pyramid, supposedly. Right? I mean, if you put a log under something, it's a wheel. So it's like, you know.
Dude, the wheel is nothing.
It's not that big of a deal.
Dude, some Freemason was emailing me about how the pyramids were made with like kind of like Tesla vibrational shit.
Yeah, people, I've looked into all that too. I have no idea.
I don't know either. Yeah, that's the thing, is any like sneaky organization, I love gathering information. I'm always just like, what is the moon? Like, why do people like gold? Like, I have a certain, do you know why people like gold? Your name's Goldstein.
I know.
Like, the fuck is the fascination with gold?
I think it's because it doesn't tarnish. I've thought about it a lot. Like, it doesn't tarnish at all. Why? That's crazy.
Do you think it leads to some sort of longer life for some of these people?
Like, to eat it? You can eat gold. Like,
what
that's
happens? There's gold Schlager.
You pass it. That's
I think it's
happens.
Fucking weird. There's some weird thing about gold. Why do people like silver so much?
I don't know. It's just the next shiny metal. But gold is the weird one because it doesn't tarnish, right? So, I mean, I think. I don't really know. Maybe it just tarnishes really slow. I've never really looked into it.
No, it doesn't tarnish. You can find some shit at the bottom of an ocean from thousands of years ago, and it looks just like yesterday.
That's amazing. That's what's so amazing about gold, I think, is it just doesn't – it's like it lasts forever.
But mercury is more fascinating, like watching it move around, and no one really gives a shit about mercury.
Yeah, well, it also is very poisonous.
Much like a snake.
Yeah, some snakes.
What's your favorite snake? And then let's talk about your favorite guns, favorite snakes, and we'll call it a day. We'll go have some nice lunch with my family. It's really good
snake.
Having you here, by the way, buddy.
Yeah, I love
coffee. Cheers.
Cheers. But I don't know. Like I like a lot of different kinds of snakes. I mean, probably.
Gold is amazing for your skin.
Maybe.
Well, and people also say silver is good for curing disease. That's why a silver spoon, you know, it's like I wasn't raised with a silver spoon in my mouth. By the way, half these comments are fucking legendary. Half are just nonsense. So you know
that.
How to do it.
Yeah, I've seen it. Probably a snake called an Amazon tree boa would be one of like my favorite snakes.
An Amazon tree boa.
I keep those. Yeah.
Explain that.
It's just a like little boa from South America.
By the way, this whole thing should be about snakes. Fuck the whole Jewish Christian. Like,
I know. We could talk about snakes.
So the next, we're talking about snakes.
Yeah, it's the most variable snake in the world. I like that about them. They come in every color you could ever and pattern you could ever imagine.
So what unifies them then if it's all different colors?
Just the shape and the way they live their lives. It's like there's no they come in literally every color.
But why wouldn't they
yellow,
be different species
red,
then?
Because color, it doesn't define a different species.
You sound like a bit of a North Arizona hippie.
I know. But, I mean,
It's like chickens. Like chickens come in every color.
Exactly. I mean, I have snakes that I keep this kind of snake called a variable king snake. And they're also one of those snakes that just comes in every color.
That should be my nickname.
I have black ones, orange ones, albino ones, and I'm trying to make a white one. It's been my like 10-year project to like make the white snake.
Well, according to Farrakhan, the white people were made on an island by a fucking
scientist. In a lab. I'm in my house. I've got, you know, my little mad scientist lab. I'm trying to.
What snake? Let's just say the world. You know, it's not just America. What snake is the most scary, dangerous?
Oh, black mamba is the most dangerous.
A black mamba?
It's the most dangerous snake in the world.
Tell us about the black mamba.
It's the fastest snake. It's
how fast are we talking?
Fast, faster than most people could run, probably like 12 to 13, 14 miles an hour.
Whoa. And can it go for a long period of time? Short burst.
Quick for a long enough time that it'd be a really big problem for you. But they're also, I mean, they could bite you on the face if they wanted. They're like 14 feet long is the record.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And they'll kill you. I mean, they don't ever do what's called a dry bite, which is like when you get bit and you don't get envenomated. Sometimes when snakes are scared, they'll just bite you.
It's like the pull-out method.
Yeah, exactly. But they never pull out, black mambas.
They just are always going in.
Always going.
And so, where do they live, the black mambas?
Africa.
What part?
A lot. They're pretty widespread.
So there's a lot of them.
Central South Africa.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, they're found around people. I mean, they're not. What's interesting about them?
Do they like hunt people?
No, but they're really really mean. So they're not called the black mamba because they're black. They're actually gray. The inside of their mouth is black. So when they are scared, they like open their mouth like this. And
so are they doing it out of fear, or are they just being dicks?
Probably both.
Do people kill them a lot? Are they killable?
Yeah, you can kill them.
How do you do it?
Throw rocks at their head. I don't know. Like,
but if they're that fast,
I mean, if you're gonna mess with the black mamba, you're putting your life on the line. There's no real way to like do it without putting your life on the line. They're so fast. That's the most dangerous snake. There's no competition to
it. So if you get bit, are you dead?
If you don't get antivenom, you will die 100%. There's a 100% mortality rate so far as we know without antivenom.
And how expensive and rare is the antivenom?
I don't know. It's probably honestly cheaper to get bit in another country besides America, to be honest. People are bit in Asia by snakes, and I'm pretty sure the antivenom is cheaper.
How do we stack up on antivenom? So if we go to Asia, can we get rattlesnake antivenom?
Probably not.
Because it's only in America?
Yeah, they probably ship it there for like zoos and stuff, but that's it. I mean,
Because rattlesnakes, I've seen some.
Yeah, I see them. My girlfriend almost stepped on one when we were in Arizona
recently. If you get bit by one of them, can you just kind of deal with it, or do you have to...
No, I know some people that were bit and they actually did kind of just deal with it and it went away, but... I don't recommend that. It might be because you're rolling the dice at that point.
Like, does it also like make you suicidal and shit? You get bit?
I've never heard of that.
What are some other, what's some just like odd behavior that's kind of terrifying about a certain type of snake? Like the flying snake?
Yeah, flying snakes, I mean, they're pretty neat. They can like flatten their bodies and they jump from one tree and like glide to another tree. It's pretty, they're like the ultimate machine in a way. They're just amazing. Other than birds that can fly, which is pretty impressive to us.
Do any of them hunt humans?
Well, there's one species of snake that has been documented to have eaten humans, and it's called a reticulated python. It's the longest snake in the world. It's the only snake that's actually documented to have eaten humans in the last 100 years, multiple times. Even one was pretty recent.
Was it a big human?
No, it was a little human. It was like a kid, or I think, and... It was like someone from Indonesia, so they were already small.
Yeah, very tiny people.
Yep.
But that's fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah. They can eat people.
What about, do you have any advice to people who see snakes? Like, what's the best thing to do?
Just walk around it. You don't need to kill it. You don't, like, people are obsessed with, like, oh, well, it really got, if it's in the path, then I got to kill it. It's like, you're risking your life doing that. Just walk around it. If it's a snake in America, it's not going to attack you.
I say that about Jews as well.
Yeah, just walk
don't
around.
Strike the Jew. Just don't take the loan. Just don't take the loan.
Just don't watch the porn.
Just watch the pornos.
Just walk.
No, don't say porn. It's pornos.
Yeah.
Okay, like pornos. Porn is it? Pornos is way funnier because it sounds like it's from like the '80s. Like,
it does. It really
don't watch
is.
The pornos.
Yeah.
Like porn. I don't know. There's something about the syllable of pornos.
Yeah, it is funny.
It's musical.
Yeah. It's very '80s, '70s, '80s.
So give me just a couple more just insights into snakes.
They have two penises.
All of them?
Yeah, all of them. We should have.
They got the party wiener and then the.
I think it's just a spare. It's
a spare wiener.
It's a spare wiener.
That's fucking. Do they have like not to be graphic here, but do they have like big wieners? Are they just like little wieners?
They're. I mean,
the snake on a snake.
Comparatively,
there's two snakes on a snake. That's three. That's also very odd. It's three snakes.
Yeah, they. I mean, I don't know.
Is there a circumcision in the snake community? What's going on with the fucking moils sucking the blood on the dicks?
No, that's very few religious.
That's not true. Yeah. There's more people. I found out that happens in Brooklyn a lot.
Well, yeah, because there's ultra Orthodox communities there that do that. But I think they believe that it's like, it's, I don't want to get too into
it. No, don't get into it.
I don't really know. Like, I
respect.
Don't.
I'm not going to push you into anything you don't want to talk about.
Yeah, no, it's not that I don't know how to talk. No. I don't know a single Jew that has had that happen to them. And so that's...
I bet you know some. They probably just don't talk about it.
I don't roll in those communities. Those are very insular.
Those are like the wiener through the sheet guys?
No, that's actually fake. What's funny about that is, like, in Judaism, in sex, you're not supposed to have anything between you and your partner. You're not even supposed to have the lights on. You're not supposed to speak. It's supposed to be just you and the consciousness of your partner. Nothing in between you two. It's not that wiener through the sheets thing is fake. And that comes from because...
So it's actually the opposite of the wiener.
It's the opposite. It's the opposite. And you're supposed to be one with your partner.
It was a Bull and Branch scam.
It could have been a Bull and Branch scam. That comes from... What's funny is there's... So Orthodox Jews, you know, I mean, Orthodox... You could get into whether or not that's really Orthodox or whether it's just normal. But like they'll...
It's probably just one guy just convinced a bunch of people to do it.
The what?
Wiener through the sheets.
In the Bible it says like you should wear like a square piece of clothing, and they have like the tzitzit, like the little like knots on the sides, and it's basically a poncho. So you've got like a hole in it, and they'd hang it outside to dry it, and people thought that like that was so.
Is that what it was?
Sex. Yeah, and from what I understand, and like you'd have sex through that sheet, but that's not true at all. That's why they wear that, because it's in the Bible, and you're.
Yeah, I never really bought that they put their dick through a sheet.
No, that's not true. Like you're supposed to have nothing in between you and your partner. Not even your eyes aren't even supposed to impede, you know, that relationship. It's supposed to be like lights off, you know. Not speaking, because, you know, then you're translating your relationship through your words even, and that's not even as close as you could be. It's supposed to be just nothingness, like just you and your partner, nothing is dividing you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's actually, like, I've always found that to be, like...
That's really cool, actually. Yeah. So the sheet rumor is actually, like, preposterous.
It's preposterous. It's not true.
But the biting, it's happened more than people want to know.
It's not biting, but I don't know.
What? We don't need to get into it.
No, it's not. It's not that I have, like, a secret that I don't want to talk about. I don't understand it. I wasn't raised in that community. And, like, they have their practices. And I know that all the Jews that I know... They are not fans of that practice. That's all I know.
Dude, the sheet thing is, thinking about it, it really is a preposterous rumor.
It's a preposterous rumor.
Because it's almost like, I mean, how do you, that's fucking so retarded.
It's just, you know what it probably comes from? It probably comes from people who weren't religious, and they think that like religious people are such prudes that they don't even want to have sex and see nakedness. At the same time.
Yeah, but it's like there's something more vulgar about putting your dick through.
It is. It's
more vulgar.
It's that inversion that happens from people who aren't really faithful. It's their perception of religious people is they're so prude that they don't even like accept sex.
I know.
Sex.
Religious, like, people have more sex than anyone I know. Like if you're really in love with if you have good logos, you know, God, man, woman, child, God, man, like your connection is way better than a lot of these people that are out of logos and they have a lot of sex and they think that, you know, Tinder and all that. And then their dick literally starts not working and stuff. Like they get like porn overload and.
Yeah, it's a very.
Someone called it the Jewish glory hole. Yeah, like the more I think about it, the more it's a preposterous rumor.
It's preposterous.
I never bought it. I always thought that it was like a. Yeah, because there's not even like a. It's not even like an inversion. It's not even satanic. It's just retarded.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I think it's always has come from the ridiculous perception of religious people by the irreligious, kind of.
Yeah, because monogamous marriage, when you rid yourself of as much sin as possible, is actually quite electric.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Because a lot of men drain their sexual masculinity from, like, watching a lot of pornos, getting too wasted, you know, not sleeping properly, praying, grateful. Like, gratitude is good for sex.
Gratitude,
you know, if you're not a grateful person, you don't rejoice in your wife's body or husband's body, you know?
Yeah, it's you're giving yourself to another person. It's like you should be very grateful for them doing that.
Does Goldstein control the weather?
No, I wish. Arizona's boiling hot where I'm from.
Oh, yeah. Are the leftists taking over Arizona?
Yes, they are. Unfortunately.
Goldstein's very right-wing, by the way.
It's there's a university in every major city of Arizona, and it's just making me sick to think about it, because I would love to go back there one day and you know, have a family there and stuff. And, you know, they've got great gun laws there. And unfortunately, they raised an entire generation of university-going people who are now obsessed with, you know, changing the laws. And it's funny, because I have leftist friends who, well, you know, they're nice people, but they're totally ignorant. And, like, they'll sit there and, you know, post on their social media, I'm so grateful to live in a, because they're from California, to live in a state that affords me an affordable lifestyle, but let's change all the laws to make it just like California. Okay. Ugh. It's like, where's the disconnect where you just don't see that you can just change the laws and it has no impact? It just blows my mind.
Why are Jews intimidated by mustaches?
I don't think Jews are intimidated by mustaches. Most Jews have, you know, religious Jews have big beards and mustaches. The Amish have no mustaches and big beards, right?
Yeah, no, the Amish, I think, are more anti-mustache.
Yeah.
What do you think about weather control? You think there's people controlling the weather? I do now.
I don't know.
Dude, that epicenter of that earthquake.
I know that they're going to try. All these people who are into, like, terraforming tech, like, they're going to try it if they haven't already. I mean, cloud seeding and all that. I mean, who knows what that leads to? It could lead to horrible things. It could help in some ways. Who knows?
What is – I just want a little more snake knowledge. Okay, so do you think there's any way that snakes could start taking over shit? Because there was times in the past, like, you know, St. Patrick and stuff. Like, I really do think there were times when there was a lot more snakes.
Yeah, I mean, we just came from – where we were staying in Oregon, there was thousands of snakes on this piece of property. Not dangerous snakes, but they were everywhere. It was actually pretty awesome. But I don't think so, because they can't build. They have no thumbs. They have no hands at all. Like, they can't build tech to compete with us. They can't, you know, build a gun or something like that.
Right.
It's like, we can.
They're much like the Jew.
Hey, I can build.
You can build.
Yes.
That's why you're a unicorn. No, because the difference, it's not, well, I know, a lot of the farmers in Israel and stuff, but it's not the Christian, Muslim, Jewish divide that people think it is. It truly is about masculinity. It's like America has a massive deficit of Jews that were raised with fathers that did anything with their hands.
And it's not just even Jews. It's all the boomer fathers.
Oh, I know.
It's like,
no, dude, yeah, I know. My dad's a professor.
It's definitely, I will admit, as you know, somebody who's Jewish, there is a deficit in the perception of value of building things with your hands, because they're very metropolitan people. But I mean, it's true that this is true of all of America. We've become obsessed with living in the city and not building things, and it's unfortunate, because it's so disempowering. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. Is like, you know, when you live in a big city, it's just crushing to masculinity, because you just basically become a cell of the beast. You know, you're like in that car and it's going to work, and then it goes and fills up with gas and do all this stuff, and it's just I call it the macro chip. It's like you're just part of the macro chip.
Yeah, that's why some of my favorite Jews are Israeli nationalists. That's why I'm very confusing to some people, because it's like land owning, like, people in Israel that want to stay there and not bomb people and just be all about growing food and shit. I'm like, nice. Because it's a way of life. It's that city parasitic mentality that isn't just Jewish.
No.
But a lot of Jews have perfected it. But it's not. It's.
Well, they're slaves to it.
They're slaves to it. Exactly.
If you believe that, you know, that the city is your redemption, it's like you're a slave in this
Starbucks.
City.
It's almost like Starbucks becomes your communion.
Yeah, it is.
Isn't it?
It is. It's like, you know, we're gonna go to the church of the university and watch all the you know, the church propaganda of Hollywood.
Your
and then
confession's
we're go
your
to,
therapist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, your confession is absolutely your therapist. I mean, that's...
But you get no you get no closure. They just keep saying, well, how do you think that feels?
Yeah, and they can't forgive you. So, like, go to confess your sins to God, not your therapist. I mean, God knows them already. You know?
Yeah. God, you're not fooling... It's almost like being around a child is how we are with God, where it's like, I know my son pissed his pants. We all know it. We can see the piss. You're not fooling anybody. God knows. Like, you're not fooling fucking anybody, guys. I had something else that I just want to ask you that was super sweet.
Guns.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Someone asked if you can build an AR. You saw a part of an AR in here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What do I have again?
An upper.
An upper. Can you build an AR?
Yeah, I could build an AR. That's I mean, an AR is super easy to build. You could build a handgun. You could build an AR.
Goldstein.
You could build, I can build a gun. Definitely.
You can definitely build a gun.
Definitely build a gun.
Can you do, like, metalwork and shit?
I want to learn how to weld. I don't know how to weld. But I can... It's not difficult to figure out how to build things. I mean, I build cages for my...
These are the Jews we need.
Yeah. I mean, just...
Builders.
We need people who can build. Men who can build are very important. You need... It empowers your family to be able to do things, you know, to have that complementary nature on the other side of a woman is very important. And we're just like... We're trying to make everybody... the same, and what really does is it devalues everybody. If women can do the same thing as men, and women and men can do the same thing as women, it's not just about like genitals. It's not. It's
of course not. It's about roles.
It's about roles, and it's
talk about the fucking geckos. Tell the people.
Oh, the geckos. Oh, okay. So this is actually fascinating. So I have these geckos, and they're called morning geckos. You can look them up. Morning, like in morning, not like morning as in like the time of day.
The morning with a U.
They're mourning because they lost their men.
There's no male geckos.
Yeah, so they had this genetic mutation where they could just clone themselves, basically, and the females just produced perfect copies of themselves, and there was no need for men anymore, and they all died, all the men. And now there's only females in the entire species. But what's interesting is now they can't evolve. So
exactly,
they work well in environments where you know it works, but if the environment's changed, they can't evolve anymore. So
no,
like,
they can't adapt.
Yeah, they can't adapt. Well, yeah, exactly.
So it's so you guys really understand what happened. So these amphibians,
reptiles.
Because they only live on land or.
Amphibians are like land, frogs water. And yeah, they start off in the water usually, but they're frogs and salamanders and stuff, and reptiles are like lizards and snakes.
So these reptiles,
yep,
they don't require a male, so the males all died off. They just replicate. But here's the thing, because there is no love, there is no bond, there is no male-female coming together to make a unique individual, which happens at conception, they just stay frozen. They never change. And so there's probably a group of super sneaks out there right now trying to do that to human beings, but it's not going to fucking work. Because men still have a role in this damn world.
I hope that never happens. I think about
hope. You don't need to hope about it.
I pray.
No, and just keep your gun clean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Clean your guns.
Still better off than the Black Widow males. Yikes. Thoughts on that?
What's a Black Widow male?
Well, also the praying mantis.
Oh yeah. The Black Widow males get killed by the females and
they get
the
eaten.
Praying mantis. Yeah, yeah. That's horrible. But I mean, maybe they're better off than the geckos that. Have no males.
They have no males. They're just a bunch of dykes.
I have no idea.
All right, guys. Where can people find you? I'm sure you impressed a lot of people in here.
My YouTube channel is called Logos of Logic with Tyler Goldstein.
Classic Goldstein.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to tell? What's your favorite? Just let's talk guns real quick. Favorite gun?
An AR-15 is the best rifle ever made. Absolutely.
Better than the AK? Someone in the chat was saying AK.
I think it's better than an AK. It's so much more adaptable to any situation. But an AK is a great rifle. Like, I'm not bashing on the AK, but the AR is just the most adaptable rifle ever made. It's a great gun.
What are some other ones you like that people might not know? Like, do you like SKS and stuff like that, or...
Yeah, not like the biggest gun guy, actually. Like,
I'm going to grab that Russian one. You want to tell the people about it. This is the one that Goldstein really likes.
I like Mosins just because they're so cheap and they work really well. And like, you know, people like...
this was used in Stalingrad.
Yeah, this is awesome. This thing right here. This is great. I mean, you can use this for all kinds of stuff. You could hunt deer with this if you needed to.
You can eat a meal with it. No, this was used in the Battle of Stalingrad. I've never even shot it. I love the history of it. It's a 7.62.
54R, I think, something like that. I was looking at Cabela's them the other day. Cabela's is the REI for men, just so you know.
All right, guys. Well, it's been a pleasure. We're about to go have some nice lunch. And then, this is Tyler Goldstein, Interview with a Jew. All right, much love, everybody. Any final word? Be fruitful, multiply, don't be fruity, and grow again.
Yeah, perfect.
All right.